Voters could encounter a lot of people with petitions this year. They're looking for your signature to help place initiatives on next year's ballots. Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell certified two proposals yesterday. One would increase the property tax exemption municipalities may allow with voter approval from $20,000 to $50,000. The other would make it a Class A felony for a public official to use his office for personal enrichment or for the enrichment of family members or other business associates. This initiative's principal sponsor is former legislator Ray Metcalf. He says current state law does not forbid a politician from funneling money to his business or his family or to campaign contributors unless there's a direct link similar to videos and audio recordings used in federal prosecution of legislators and lobbyists in recent years.
This would outlaw handing money to politicians and then asking them for favors. You could hand money to politicians because you thought they would bring good government or whatever reason you wanted, but you couldn't turn around and ask them for a favor. If you want to ask them for favors, you don't want to contribute to them before you do.
In reviewing the application, the Department of Law found the initiative vague and predicted its effect would likely be decided by the court. But Metcalf says the initiative is less vague than the federal honest services law that is used in corruption cases nationwide. A third initiative approved for gathering public signatures would impose a tax on natural gas reserves if leaseholders do not participate in a project that includes the 20 must-have elements required by the legislature for the license TransCanada now holds from the state. Those were approved as part of the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act, or AGIA, in 2007. Anchorage Democrat Harry Crawford is one of the sponsors of the initiative. He says gas leaseholders claim they are already meeting most of the state's requirements, but they fall short in such provisions as the local hire and debt financing elements.
Those must-haves are, you know, they were put in the AGIA process for a reason, and we'd certainly want any pipeline project to have those must-haves in it.
Crawford says the 3 cent per thousand cubic foot tax would come to between $600 and $700 million a year. One other initiative is pending a legal review and certification. It requires parental consent before a woman less than 18 years old can have an abortion. The proposal follows several bills that were introduced in this year's legislature but have not yet passed.